Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lidloy Nishmas, Abi Murray, our fellow B'meir, Chilmechel, Zecharno Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zecharno Lebracha. We are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, and we're in Perek Yod. And the Mishnah says as follows, Vayikach Shmuel as Pach HaShemen. So remember, Shmuel and Shaul were on top of the roof all night, and Shmuel was giving Shaul Musar. And so in the next morning, as they were going out of the city, Shmuel told Shaul, go ahead and tell him to go ahead, I have to share the word of Hashem. And so after he did that, and the Nar went away, Shmuel took a Pach Shemen, and he poured it on top of Shaul's head, Vayishakeh, when he kissed him. Vayomer halon ki mishachacho Hashem al nachlos al denagid. Hashem anointed you to be a ruler. Now, it's clear that what was done over here was not with a concept of Shemen HaMishcha, because Shemen HaMishcha was reserved for Malchus Beis David, says the Radak, but rather this was Shemen Afar Simon, it was balsam oil, and this was in force only after David HaMelech, not before. It's exciting to note that what's used over here is a pach, and we'll discuss what the nature of the use of a pach as opposed to keren, which is what was used by David HaMelech. We'll discuss some of the implications therein in our series Nachiyomi, a deeper look. Either way, though, he gets appointed over Am Yisrael, which is considered the inheritance of Hashem. But lechtecha yomi imadi, says Shmuel to Shaul. Today, when you walk home from me, umatzasa shneim anashim im kvuras Rachel b'kvuras b'gvul Binyamin b'tzaltzach. You're going to go ahead and you're going to find two people next to Kevar Rachel in Tzaltzach. Then you're going to meet these two guys, and they're going to tell you that the donkeys you went to look for, they were found. Your father forgot about the donkeys and is more worried about you trying to figure out where you are. Now, we seem to see that Kevar Rachel, based on this pasuk, seems to be somewhere in the Gvul Binyamin. But isn't Kevar Rachel in the Chelek of Yehuda in Beis Lechem? And so Rashi asks this question and quotes the Gemara in the which quotes Tosefta Sota Perek Yud Aleph, who points out that actually what he was saying is they're going to be found by Kevar Rachel. When you meet them, you'll find them in the border of Binyamin and Tzaltzlach. That, in other words, it's not that it's there. It's a combination of the words Tzaltzlach is Zelazeh, the shadow of the fair one. That is to say, that it's in the shade of the shade. And even before they were found, the Radak said, your father was more concerned about you than he was about his money. And that's an important issue over here. So, Chalafta Misham, you're going to go forward from there, and Vahala, and further, Vasar Elon Tavor, Mitzaucha Sham Shlosha, Nashim Olim Elo Alokim Beisel, right? You're going to bump into three guys now, and they're going to be going up to Beit El. Echad nosei shlosha gedim, one's going to be carrying three goats. Vechad nosei shlosha kikaros lechem, one's going to be carrying three loaves of bread. Vechad nosei nevel yayin, and one's going to be carrying a jug of wine. So, what's up with the two bits of bread, the shlosha kikaros lechem, right? And what's the deal over there? Why is he going to Beit El? So therefore, the bottom line, the Radak mentions over here is Beit El is where Yaakov had the dream about the Sulam Mutzav Arza, and people were very, very taken by that, and they realized it was a holy place, so he was going there to offer a karban. They're going to ask you about how you're doing, and they're going to give you two of the three breads. We see he's going to have three large loaves and three small cakes. And he would give, it's unlikely he's going to give the larger stuff away. So it must be, says the Radak, that he's going to give you two of the smaller cakes that's missing. Achakein Tavol, give us a lokim. Ashasham Nitzivei Fish, Plished him. Vayhi Kivach Hashem O'ir, Fagat Achiv al Nevilim, Yordim Me'abama Lethneim, Nevel V'tov V'chalio V'chino V'aim Mitznabnim. And afterwards, you're going to come to Harlokim. They're going to be Plishti officers over there. Officers were appointed over Am Yisrael, stationed for security, says Rashi. And he would come to the place where the Aron was, and he would experience a Nevuah over there. Why? Because he's going to see a band of Nevi'im coming down, and they're going to have instruments over there, and they're going to offer Nevuah. And you're going to be over there, and you're going to also continue to offer a nevuah, and you're going to act very differently at that point in time. And in other words, you'll also have a koach hanevuah that's worthy of being a leader, so suggests the Radak over here. After these signs come, so then you'll be able to do that which you think you should do, because you'll figure out Hashem's with you. In other words, you'll be preparing yourself, and you should start wearing special clothing. You'll know these signs are supposed to be an indication, and you're going to have to act differently. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will offer you the Ruach to tell you how to act differently. V'yaradta telefanai ha-Gilgal, and then you're going to come down before me to Gilgal. V'nei anochi yorid eilecha la'alos olos lezboch zivchei shlomim shivas yamim tochel adboi eilecha. V'odati lecha yisasher tasa. And then what's going to happen? 7 days you're going to wait until I come to you, and I'll let you know what you should do. In other words, after you come down to Gilgal before me, before I come down, and I'll go down at the end of 7 days, after you went down, I'll let you know what you're supposed to do at that point in time. So as soon as he started to turn away from Shmuel, Hashem added a different style heart. What does that mean? He gave him a different heart. As he had this new koach that he never had before. All these things happened that day. So when he came to Giva, there was a large group of Nevi'im, a band, that came to see him. And he began to offer nevuah with them. They turned around and they said, people knew him from the day before, and they saw him offering nevuah. They said, what happened to Ben Kish? Hagam Shoh Ba'Nevi'im? Is this Shoh? Is he among the Nevi'im? Adalshah points out, he never ever offered nevuah. And Kish never offered nevuah. What happened? Bayan Ish Misham Bayomer Umi Abiyim, right? And so he says, "Who's their father?" Al Kain Haisel Mashal Agam Shol Ba Nevi'im. It became a new statement, and people wanted to say something. That's why you're dealing with this question: who becomes the father of Nevi'im? Nevuah is not necessarily hereditary. Rashi says, right? And so therefore, since it became a proverb, if somebody got up to a high level, they would say Agam Shol Ba Nevi'im. Right, it can happen by Chalminis mi his nabos by Avohu Abama. So when he was done offering nevuah, he came to this bama by Yomer Dod Shaul Elav El Naro An Halachtem. So the uncle came along and he said, "Where did you go?" In other words, his uncle was either at the bama, or he was or it was when they were on their way home. Says Mitzudos David, right? And he said, "Labakish Asasonos Vaner Kiayin Vanavo El Shmuel." When we saw it, we couldn't do it. Right? We couldn't find the donkeys. We went to Shmuel. Vayomer Dod Shaul Hagida Nali Ma Amar Lachem Shmuel. He said, "Tell me, what did Shmuel tell you?" He told him about the donkeys, but he didn't go ahead and tell him about his ability to become king. Why is that? Because he had a derech tznius, which is an important issue. And we see it took care of him and his future generations, because that did also affect the situation with his great-great-great-great-granddaughter Esther as well, who also had the Mida of Tznias, and it saved the Jewish people. Shmuel called the people together onto Hashem to Mitzvah. And what did he do? Vayomer b'nei Yisrael, he told b'nei Yisrael, Komar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Anochi Aleisi Es Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Vatzil Eschem mi Mitzrayim, Miad Mitzrayim, Miad Kom, Amlachos Halochat Zimeschem. I took you out of Mitzrayim, and I took you out from all the other nations that are causing pressure. You guys have been disgusted. You disgusted Hashem. You got angry. You said, we're going to have a king. right? By Akrei Shmuel, it's Kol Shevtei Yisrael, by Yilachet Shevet Binyamin, and so Shmuel brought all the tribes together to stand in front of Hashem by using the Urim Betumim. Each Shevet would pass for the Urim Betumim, where they were given a yes or a no, and when Binyamin came forward, each family went across until the family was identified, and again, breakdown, just like they did with Achan, Vayakrev, Shevet Binyamin, Lemishbachto, Vatilachet Mishbachas Hamitri, Vayilachet Shol Ben Kish, Vayivakshu Velo Nimsa. And then they went after Shol Ben Kish, and hey, surprise, it went up that he was supposed to be chosen. And they looked for Shol, but he wasn't to be found. Eshalu Od Bashem, Hava Od Halom Ish, and they asked Hashem, has the person come here yet? Right? And they said, he is hidden among the baggage. In other words, he did this because he was not interested in being in a high position. And he was nechba el akelim. He was hiding in the kelim. Here we see Shel's modesty in that situation. Perhaps one might argue that it wasn't a discussion of modesty. What's the deal with the kelim? What does this have to do with the pach? Once again, we'll discuss that when we get a little bit deeper into the Nachyomi, a deeper look. Vayarutsu vayikachu misham. So then they took him and then they brought him out of there. Vayisyatsi mitoch besocham vayikbam mikol ha'am mishef mo'bamala. So they took him out and they realized he was head and shoulders above. Vayomer Shmuel al kol ha'am harisim asher b'char bo Hashem kin kamo b'chol ha'am. So Shmuel said to the nation, have you seen that Hashem chose him? There's nobody like him. The people got excited. They said, let the king live. So Shmuel told the people, this is the way that the king is going to lead the people, and you better understand it. And he wrote it down, and he placed it in front of Hashem. That is to say, it was a permanent record in the Aron HaKodesh. And and then he sent everyone home. Shaul also went home. He noticed that he didn't have the full support of the people, so he went home, and he didn't want to take a kingly role, says the Radak. And we see that coronation of a king needs to have two things. It has to be a choice by the Navi, and it has to have an acceptance by the people. If you don't get it, it doesn't work. But the band who Hashem's word had touched, they went with him, right? And they continued within the process. And the other people who did not believe, the unscrupulous people, in contrast to the others, they said, who's this guy who's going to save us? And so they brought him no gift. This one's not going to save us. He's a small nothing, right? And they didn't bring him a gift as is customary to do on the day of the coronation, right? And he was silent, like one who keeps his peace. He was like one who is silent. Why? Because he was indifferent, or the Mitzudas David explains, he pretended to be deaf. He didn't want it to affect him. We'll see what happens, because we'll see that this ultimately is something that will bother Shaul HaMelech. When there is a challenger, we'll take that up when we meet again tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.